As we come to the end of another year, Bradford Today reached out to some local leaders for various views and assessments of how 2024 impacted Bradford, what they hope to find on the horizon in 2025 and what they'd like to share with readers. These are their answers in their own words. James LeDuc, Mayor. Q. From your perspective, how would you describe 2024? A. 2024 has been a year of resilience for our community. While facing challenges like rising inflation, high interest rates, and an increased cost of living, we've seen the strength of our residents and the commitment of our council. Despite these difficulties, we delivered essential services, improved infrastructure, and fostered community support. I am incredibly proud of how our team came together to keep Bradford West Gwillimbury moving forward, whether through paving more streets, enhancing parks, or making our town safer. Together, we've made Bradford better, and we look ahead with optimism. Q. What goals do you have for 2025? A. Looking to 2025, my focus remains on enhancing our community's amenities for all ages, from parks and recreational programs to more senior services. I am committed to ensuring our town's financial health by ensuring new developments contribute fully to asset management. Our goal is to continue supporting local businesses while attracting new industries to our Highway 400 employment lands. We also remain dedicated to expanding healthcare, enhancing public safety, and building a thriving, safe community. 2025 promises to be a year of growth, opportunity, and continued progress for Bradford West Gwillimbury. Q. Heading into the new year, what message do you have for readers? A. As we enter the new year, I want to express my heartfelt gratitude for the trust you've placed in me as your mayor. It's truly an honor to serve such a wonderful community. Bradford West Gwillimbury is a great place to raise a family, and I'm committed to ensuring it remains that way. From my family to yours, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy, safe New Year. Please remember to stay safe on the roads, don't drink and drive, and arrive alive. John Van Dyke, South Simcoe Police Service Chief. Q. From your perspective, how would you describe 2024? A. 2024 was another tough year for the service and our members. We have continued to struggle in the aftermath of the deaths of Morgan Russell and Devin Northrup, but with time I see we are starting to heal. I cannot overemphasize the long-term impact this tragedy had on our organization. Staffing has continued to be a real issue, but we have had success with members returning to work and new hires that are coming on board. I am hopeful staffing levels will be significantly improved in 2025. The August police-involved shooting and the recent death of one of our members continues to weigh on us. Q. What goals do you have for 2025? A. Improving the health and wellness of my members and making sure they have the necessary supports in place to mitigate the toll this job can take on their physical and mental health. Hiring and training new officers and civilian support staff is provided for in the board's 2025 budget. Transitioning to new conducted energy weapons, Taser 10. Starting the strategic planning process for the board as their plan needs to be refreshed for 2026. Q. Heading into the new year, what message do you have for readers? A. I want to wish everyone a happy and joyous holiday season and a safe and prosperous new year. The South Simcoe Police Service will continue to provide high-quality policing to the communities of Bradford West Gwillimbury and Innisfil. Our officers are both invested in, and care about, your communities and we take ownership in doing our part to enhance community safety and well-being in Bradford West Gwillimbury and Innisfil. But we need the community's help. Nina Cuniff, Bradford West Gwillimbury Public Library CEO. Q. From your perspective, how would you describe 2024? A. Every year brings new challenges and opportunities for the library, and 2024 was no exception. Among other accomplishments, we successfully finalized our first collective agreement with the union, and we affirmed our commitment to IDEA, inclusion, diversity, equity, and accessibility with our collections, services, programs, and facility. Q. What goals do you have for 2025? A. In 2025, The library has a number of goals, one of which is to continue to develop a healthy and resilient workforce that will empower staff to serve a growing and increasingly diverse community confidently and effectively. Q. Heading into the new year, what message do you have for readers? A. We wouldn't be the library we are without our community's support, and we're deeply grateful to everyone who visits the library, whether in person or virtually. Our team looks forward to working with the Bradford community and partners to continue building a robust and dynamic library that meets the evolving needs of our community members. Have a happy holiday and great new year. Carolyn Kahn, Executive Director of the Helping Hand Food Bank. Q. From your perspective, how would you describe 2024? 2024 was a year of change and growth for our food bank. On December 15, 2023, we moved from 123 Moore Street into our temporary hallway food bank in the community hub at 177 Church Street. We then moved into our permanent home, Unit 14, at 177 Church Street on February 20, 2024, where we set up our marketplace. We are pleased to be able to offer a more dignified way for people in BWG to access supplementary food when they need it. Q. What goals do you have for 2025? A. One goal for 2025 would be to not exist. What organization do you know that says that? The reality is that food banks are not going away anytime soon, and have become woven into the fabric of society as a social support service because of the unaffordability of life. So if I have to state a goal, it would be to find new sources of funding to keep our doors open so that we can continue to feed the people who depend on us. Another goal is to become stronger advocates for people living in poverty to draw attention to the fact that poverty exists right here in BWG, and we all have a duty to help. And if we can't help financially, we can help by lending our voices in support. Q. Heading into the new year, what message do you have for readers? A. Food banks do not receive financial support from any level of government. Food is a basic human right, and in our world of abundance and of food waste, we need to question why millions of Canadians are forced to turn to food banks to feed their families. And, at the same time, we need to thank the generous donors who keep food on our shelves and who help us pay our rent. Feed Ontario's campaign says it best: no one needs a food bank until they do. Jody Greenstreet, Executive Director of WOW Living. Q. From your perspective, how would you describe 2024? A. The one word that comes to mind is growth. Since December 2023, WOW Living grew from a 3,000 square FT facility to 5,000 square feet. The number of guests we serve through the Out of the Cold Cafe and a hand-up clothing room have increased greatly. The number of partnerships with agencies who offer on-site services for our guests has more than doubled. Our financial partnership with United Way Simcoe Muskoka allowed us to create Groundwork, a new strategic program offering wraparound care to our clients. Q. What goals do you have for 2025? A. Our goal as a board of directors this year is depth. Without a firm foundation organizationally, we will not be able to sustain the growth that has and will come. Our first priority is to pour into our WOW team, the people serving tirelessly to provide care for the hearts that come through our doors. We are purposing to prioritize prayer in everything we do as we seek to follow God's direction. Q. Heading into the new year, what message do you have for readers? A. There are storms coming, and if our foundation is not firmly built on the unshakable word of God, everything we build will crumble. Luke chapter 6 verses 46 to 49. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Psalm chapter 121 verses 1, 2. Caroline Mulroney, York Simcoe MPP. Q. From your perspective, how would you describe 2024? A. As I look back on 2024, I was reminded of the importance of family in all our lives. My family lost my father, but our country lost a prime minister. We also lost my father-in-law. Throughout the year, I have been comforted by the outpouring of messages of love and support from so many in our community and across the country. My father left a lasting legacy of kindness, respect, generosity, and service, and my family and I intend to carry it on. Q. What goals do you have for 2025? A. While I continue to represent our wonderful community at Queen's Park, I have several goals for 2025, working to keep taxes low for families and seniors, increasing access to health care that is closer to home, building the Bradford Bypass, and creating better jobs with bigger paychecks. Q. Heading into the new year, what message do you have for readers? A. Looking ahead to 2025, I encourage constituents to continue reaching out to my office at 905-895-1555. My team is always happy to help with any provincial programs or services. As always, we enjoy seeing you and your families at my community events. I will continue to work hard for the residents of York Simcoe in the coming year to achieve our government's mandate to build Ontario so that it remains the best place to live, work, and raise a family, anywhere on earth. Bradford Today also reached out to Bradford West Gwillimbury Fire and Emergency Services Chief Michael Rosario and York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson, but they did not respond in time for publication.